Savior. Well, we're in Isaiah chapter 6 this morning. I want to preach a message. Wouldn't it be nice for Christmas? Wouldn't it be nice for Christmas? Now, this isn't going to be your ordinary Christmas message. Sometimes you expect certain messages during the Christmas season, but I want to tell you, there's some things that I would like to have for Christmas, and wouldn't it be nice for Christmas to experience what Isaiah experienced here in Isaiah chapter 6? Let's read what the Bible says, and then I'm going to get quickly into the message this morning. And I pray that you allow God to speak to you this day. It says in chapter number 6, beginning with verse number 1, it says, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims, each one having six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of the people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth, and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and whom will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me." Dear and Father, Lord, just thank you and praise you today for your goodness unto us. Lord, I thank you for your word, and I'm thankful for what we can learn from your word. And God, I pray today, dear God, you will help us to see what Isaiah saw, Lord. Help us to see your glory, Lord. Help us to see your holiness, Lord, because you are a God that's worthy of all glory. You are a holy God this morning. And God, may it penetrate our lives. Lord, may it penetrate our lifestyles. Lord, may it penetrate our hearts this morning, the holiness of God. May the message be very clear this morning what Christmas is all about, what the Christian life is all about, why Christ came. It's all about the holiness of God. Lord, may we leave this place this morning seeing you high and lifted up, not only in this place, but also in our lives, dear God, and exalting you for who you are. And we'll give you the praise and glory for it all this morning. Lord, I pray that you'll help me to preach this message with the power that you want me to preach it with this morning. Lord, I need your touch this morning, Lord. You say, when I am weak, you make me strong, Lord. And I pray this morning, dear God, that you'll take my weakness and use it for your glory. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Isaiah chapter 6 this morning, we see here, it was the King Uzziah, when King Uzziah died. King Uzziah had reigned for 52 years, and he had brought in a great prosperity to the children of Israel. Man, he was blessed as a king with finances and different things. He was second only to Solomon in his reign. And what had happened? The nation of Israel was experiencing some wonderful things because of all the money and the things that were there. But the children of Israel had slipped into, because of their prosperity, into idol worship, into thinking they were something, and they had pulled away from God. If you'll read in Isaiah chapter 5, you can read and you can see a lot of the things that makes us think about America and how America had been blessed and how America has been prospered. And now we see today that we are living in a country today that really is no more a Christian country. We are everything but that. We have everything's come in. We worship idols. We worship this. We worship materialism. We worship everything except the King of Kings and the Lords and Lord of Lords today in America. And God, help us to get back to the place where we see God holy and righteous and being exactly who He said He is, in a way that holiness and that righteousness will change our lives and our outlook upon this life and our outlook upon the world and what it is today. We see here in Isaiah chapter 6, Isaiah, Man, he it says in verse number 1 that he, in the year that King Uzziah died, that Isaiah saw the Lord high and lifted up. You may think, well, why is he, did he not see the Lord before? Well, he had seen the Lord before. He was a believer. He was a righteous man. But something happened that made him see God in a greater way. Something happened that his eyes were opened. And it says in the year that King Uzziah died. Well, you know what? King Uzziah was actually kin to Isaiah. And I'm sure they had a friendship. But you know what? Also, King Uzziah was very blessed, had a lot of wealth, and things were doing good. And how many of us know when all the bills are paid sometimes, we sort of forget about God. And we don't depend upon God the way that we need to depend upon Him. But you know what? You let something come in that makes us go through a hard time, and we'll start seeing God a little differently than we did. We'll all see our need of God. I want to tell you, and for everyone in here today, for this church, for this community, for America today, this is it. We need God. We need God more than ever. I want to tell you, better be ready because He's coming back. Just this past week, we saw that Trump announced that Israel is now recognized, or Jerusalem is now recognized as the capital of Israel. Well, we didn't need Trump to tell us about that because the Bible already declares that. But I want to tell you, things are lining up. He's coming back. He's coming back. We better be ready. Anytime we need to see Him as He is. Here in Isaiah. Man, something happened. The king died. What had blocked his vision from the glory and the holiness of God? Man, how many times bigger is the moon or the sun than the earth? A million times. What? We can hold up one of these things right in front of our eyes and we can block the very sun from our sight. What's blocking your vision this morning from the holiness of God and from the gloriness of God? I want to give you some things in these verses this morning that will help us to see, learn some things about how we can have a vision of the glory of the holiness of God. You know what I want for Christmas? You know what would be nice for Christmas? Is a vision of the holiness of God. A vision of the holiness of God. Holiness is a word that people don't even like the sound of anymore. Oh, that person is a holy roller. Like it's some type of insult. But you know what? Israel ought to be nice to be called a holy roller. It ought to be nice to think, you know what? There is something different about that person. They believe in a holy and a righteous God and are serving Him with all their heart. Oh, we ought to see God as He is this morning. Maybe He'd be high and lifted up. But you know what? First thing we're going to have to understand is sometimes we get moved out of our comfort zone in order to see God in a greater way. Sometimes we get moved out of our comfort zone in order to see God in a greater way. Now, we see here was Isaiah, and he'd been living pretty comfortable. Things were going well. Things were going smooth. But something happened. He got moved out of his comfort zone. Now, how does this apply to us this morning? But you know, well, we can take it. You understand there are some things that come along our way in life when we don't put God in a proper place. And He's saying, you know what? You need to look unto Me. You need to realize you need Me. And when we get pushed out of our comfort zone, then we'll seek God greater than we ever have before. You know what? We have a chance to respond the right way or the wrong way to these things when they come into our life. We can respond. We can run from God if we want to. But we ought to run to God when we get pushed out of our comfort zone. Man, we're just too comfortable in America today. And church, I want to tell you, we need revival. And the reason we haven't experienced revival is because we're just too comfortable. Yes, you know what? Our homes aren't as strong as they ought to be. Things aren't happening the way they ought to be. And we're just comfortable because it's that way. We just said, you know what? This is the way it is. But sometimes things got to happen to shake us up. Bring us to a place that we are broken. To a place that we can really put things in perspective and see God for who He is. Isaiah had his eyes on Uzziah, but God removed it from Isaiah's eyes. Sometimes when things are going smooth, it's hard It's hard to see God for who He is. It should be easy, but man, sometimes we need to ever forget what God's done for us. You know what? Because you know what? When we get to that place, when we forget God, that's dangerous. That's a place where it's cold. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of being cold in the service of God. So, a preacher, why is there so many polar bears sitting in the pews today in our churches? Because there's too many icicles behind the pulpit. We need people on fire for God. From the pulpit down through the pews. And the holiest of God. If we'll get a vision of the holiest of God. Man, we done this play last night was wonderful and it was great and it built up to the point where we're exalting and praising and worshiping Jesus at the end of it. But I want to tell you, if we'll get a look, if we'll get a vision of the holiness of God, I want to tell you, we can truly worship Him the way we ought to worship Him when it comes to time when we're singing about Him, when we're preaching about Him. And it ought to excite us. It should move us. Hey, we need to worship Him. Another thing I thought interesting in this passage of Scripture, and it's not really part of the sermon, is you look at these seraphims. Now, there are seraphims and cherubims. They're all angels created by God. Seraphims created for the sole purpose of worshiping God. And we see there's two seraphims, and they're sitting there, and they have six wings. Two of those wings cover the face. Worship. Reverence. Two of the wings covered the feet. In Mid-Eastern culture at that time, that was a way when you went to a place of prominence, you covered your feet as a respect and as a reverence. Worship. And two of those wings were used to fly. I want to tell you, we're going to have to get back and understand, you know what, we have an example here we can look at. Twice as much worship as there was work. Our work for the Lord ought to come out of our worship for God. You understand that? We need to worship Him. And we worship Him. And our work will be from the heart. God help us to understand. We've raised generation. Work, work, work. And I'm all for it. I think we ought to work. I think we ought to work in the work of the Lord. And I think we ought to do things. But let's not forget the most important thing, to worship Him who is holy and righteous. God help us this morning to see that sometimes we get moved out of our comfort zone in order to see God in a greater way. In verse number 1. Move down to verse number 4 and we see something we can move on through. And we think about this. We cannot deny the foundation of the Bible is God's holiness. The foundation of the Bible is God's holiness. Above it stood seraphims. Each one had six wings. Verse number 2. With twain he covered his face, with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Now I want to tell you, can you sort of take the picture of what's taking place here? Here's Isaiah. He's seen the Lord high and lifted up. He's come into the temple, and now the temple was a place of splendor. It had gold. It had all the... I don't think there's ever been anything comparable built to the beauty of that temple that was built. But we see here, Isaiah's eyes aren't on the temple. Isaiah's eyes aren't on the temple. His eyes are now upon the glory of God. He walks in and he sees him high and lifted up. He sees those cherubims crying back and forth. Let's try this. Look at verse number 4. Verse number 3. It says, and one cried to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. Okay, when I point to you guys, I want y'all to read that. Ready? Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, and the whole earth is full of His glory. And then the other one would come back on this side and would say it right back. Let's go. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, the whole earth is full of His glory. And then what would happen? This one would call back. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. And then what happened? The other one called back, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, and the earth is full of His glory." Oh. Do you understand? This is going on continually. Anytime that a person is in the presence of the Lord, He's being worshipped by those seraphims continually. And they're crying it back and forth. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. And the earth, oh, it's full of His glory. And back again. And back again. We go to heaven, and we see the throne room of God. You'll see these seraphims, the same ones we read about again in Revelation chapter 13. They're still saying, "Holy, holy, holy." All through eternity. Holy, holy, holy. They'll never stop. And Isaiah walks in and he sees those seraphims and those wings, and they're crying out, and they got their face covered, they got their feet covered in worship, and they're flying. And now he sees the Lord holy and lit, high and lifted up, and His train of His robe fills the temple. And then, if that's not enough, man, this is pretty impressive of God's holiness and His glory. Smoke begins to fill the room. Can you imagine the scene that He's seeing in this place as He's seeing the glory and the holiness of God? You know what? Things begin to happen whenever we see God's holiness. The reason that we are not seeing revival today, as we read about in revivals past, is because we've changed our message. Our message needs to be the holiness of God. We've changed it from everything else, but I want to tell you, holiness is important. And the holiness of God is to be exalted. God sometimes puts us in a position where we need Him. When things are comfortable, we have a tendency to overlook His glory. We cannot deny the foundation in the Bible is God's holiness. Because we have changed the message, God has changed the results today. You know what? As I said earlier, He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. It says in Hebrews chapter 13, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and forever. Malachi 3:6 says, "I am the Lord, I change not." I want to tell you, you need some victory. You need some things in your life. Maybe you're at the place that you're out of your comfort zone. You need God. Hey, we need to see Him holy. We need to see Him holy. Also, what God did then, He can do now, but we have to settle for a message that will reach the masses. If He's going to do what He's done then, we'll have to settle for the same message. He's a holy God. Thirdly, we must be brought to the end of ourselves and repent of our sins if we're ever going to have a vision. If we do have a vision of God's glory and holiness. Look what happened in verse number 5. Isaiah said, "Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. And I dwell in the midst of a people of an unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Two things will happen when we have a vision of the holiness of God. We will see our own sinful condition. I don't know about you, but I try to convince myself all the time. You know, you're all right. You're a pretty good guy, Kevin. You're not all that bad, but you know what? When I see God's holiness, things are pointed out in my life, and when I fall short of what God would want me to be, and I see Kevin Altizer for who he is. And when we see the holiness of God, we'll see ourselves for who we are. We'll quit making excuses for everything. We'll quit saying, well, that's just what I like, and that's just what I want to do, and that's just how I want to be. And we'll get busy, and we'll get right with God, and we'll want to serve Him. And when we see His holiness. Second thing that happens is, when we see His holiness, we see the wickedness of this world we live in. There is a wicked world system. Young people, I want to tell you, there's a world philosophy out there that wants to destroy your life. They want to tell you that you ought to act this way, do this, do that, live this way, take all you can take. I want to tell you, that will leave you in captivity, that will leave you broken, and you'll look up one day and say, what in the world have I done with my life? God has a better way for you. God has a purpose for you. And you best find that purpose, because that's the only way you'll find fulfillment. That's the only way you'll find peace. That's the only way you'll find joy in your life, is knowing God's purpose for your life. And He does have a purpose for you. And older folks, hey, it's not too late for you either. God has a purpose for you. Amen. And if you haven't found that yet, find it. Let God show you what it is, and then do it for His glory. And for His honor. Let God use your life. There is something about the holiness of God that will bring us to our knees. Verse 5 says, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. You know what? It says in the year that Uzziah the king died, that Isaiah saw the Lord high and lifted up. But now in verse number 5, he says, now I have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. You know what is one of the problems today in America and in our churches across America? Is we are worshiping man and appreciating God. God help us to get back to the place where we appreciate man. And I appreciate godly men. I appreciate men that stood by the stuff. I appreciate men that preach the truth of God's word. I appreciate women that's been a good testimony for the Lord. I appreciate these folks, but we are not to worship man. We need to get back to the place that we're worshiping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and appreciate man instead of appreciating God and worshiping man. God help us. Man, we want to uplift someone and say, whoa, you're such a great person. Hey, don't worship the pastor of this church. Worship God Almighty. He's the one that's worthy of it. We must be brought to the end of ourselves and repentance of our sin. Fourthly, when we have a vision of the holiness of God, we will be broken before God and surrender to His will. Look what it says in verses 6 through 8. It says, then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this hath touched my lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Now, this is not Isaiah's salvation. This is revival. It's what's taking place right now in Isaiah's life. And then verse number 8 says, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. I want to tell you, when we see the glory of God, hey, it will bring us to our knees, and we'll see our sinful condition. We'll see the pride. We'll see the arrogancy. We'll see the things that God would have us to see in our lives. We'll see that we've been comfortable, that we've been just sort of hanging out, and we're not doing nothing for God. We'll see those things. We'll be drawn to our knees. We'll get things right with God, and we'll say with our mouths, whenever God has touched us and showed us what He needs to show us, we'll say, here am I, send me. Hey, I like the way this is. It's basically like this. You ever been in school and you have, if somebody says, you need a volunteer? Man, Isaiah, the work had been done. He'd seen the holiness of God. And he asked, you know, we need somebody. Oh, here am I. Here am I. Hey, pick me, pick me, pick me. You don't want to know, you want to know why it's so hard to get people to serve the Lord? Because they've not seen His holiness. He asks people to do something for God. No, not about me. We see His holiness. We'll be like Isaiah, here am I, send me. Whatever I can do. Here am I, send me. Lord, send me, send me. Man, we're having a powerful Sunday school class in here and we're talking about gifts and stuff. You know what? When you figure out what your gift is, send me, Lord, send me. Here am I. Lord, you give me that gift. You give me the gift to do this and the gift to do that. Lord, here am I, send me. If you're in here this morning and you're fighting God's will for your life, tooth and nail, God help us. To see the Lord high and lifted up. See Him in all His holiness and His glory. Choir, man, when you sing tonight, would you see the Lord high and lifted up? Would you sing about His holiness? Cast tonight. Whenever you do this play and you present the gospel through the play and the salvation message, would you see His holiness? Let God use you. Hey, when that last act comes down tonight and we have the Mary and Joseph and we have the babe and we have the shepherds and then we have the wise men coming down to worship Him. Would you see the Lord high and lifted up and see His holiness? See the holiness of God brought Isaiah to a place that he was broken and it changed him from the inside out. Like you said in your devotional this morning, Aaron, we tried to serve the Lord from the outside in, and it don't work that way. Serving God is from the inside out. And when we see His holiness, we see His glory. See, that's part of His glory. What He does in our lives from the inside out. How many of you, choir, let me talk to you in a little bit. How many of you are tired? Be honest. I thought, man, that Miss Tanya twice on Thursday, we had to go through all that and sing. And then, gracious, even the Sunday, even before that morning, she picked one of them high songs that wore us out on Sunday. And man, we've been working on this thing for 3 to 4 months. I want to tell you, what that goes back to is what Rich talked in Sunday school this morning. It is finished. Jesus Christ went all the way. God does all things well. When we talk about ministry, worst thing is ministry is not doing it completely. We like sometimes we just do enough and say, oh, we're in it. I'm in a ministry. I'm in a ministry. Just enough. Woohoo! Put my foot over there. Woo. Well, God blesses is when we go all the way to the place where we can say, it has been finished. Just as the Lord would have me to do it. God does all things well. I don't know why I got on all that, but it's good preaching. Even if I'm doing it myself. The holiness of God. The world's not seeing His holiness today. You want to know why America, come on, you want to know why America was once great? And I still believe it's the greatest nation on the earth. I'm proud to be an American. But you want to know why America had been blessed and has been prospered? Because once upon a time, our forefathers saw the holiness of God. And God blessed. In the year that King Uzziah died, is this the year? Is this the Christmas that King Uzziah died in your life? I know what, sometimes there's a lot of brokenness at Christmas time. Not even broke financially. But there's some people have to deal with some hard things. Because, you know, one reason is, you know what, our families today are so ripped and torn apart, and Christmas is a constant reminder of how important family is, but we fight against it, and there's a lot of damage that's been done. But you know what? Would you look at the Lord and see Him high and lifted up? See His holiness and His glory? And I guarantee you, it will change your life. It'll change your outlook. It could do some of the impossible things in your life. Man. Hear my Lord, send me. Where you at today? Are you at a place? Well, you know what? I've heard Pastor Kevin preach, and I really know I ought to do something here and there and this and that when he gets into God's Word. And, you know, but I'm, no. Where are you at this morning? Are you at a place where you say, here am I, Lord, send me. Lord, use me. Wouldn't it be nice for Christmas? See the glory of God. The holiness of God. Look for it this Christmas. We need not to have any more presents. We're in need of the presence of God. When we see God's glory, God's holiness, we'll no more look at that as a stage. We'll look at that as the mourner's bench, which it's meant to be. When we see God's holiness and we see His glory, men and women will begin to fall upon the altar again and cry out to God for the impossibles in their lives. We've got to see Him holy and lifted up. Every head bowed this morning.